It looked like it was game, set and match for Wimbledon 2020. But thanks to their unique partnership, the flexibility of the IBM cloud, innovative IBM technologies and the agile way they work together, IBM and Wimbledon have reimagined the greatest championships. In just 8 weeks, with a digital fan experience like no other, see how IBM is helping Wimbledon continue their relentless pursuit of greatness at ibm.com/Wimbledon. Let's put smart to work.
This is a Global Original podcast.
Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Wednesday, the 8th of July. Why is that significant? I've got no idea, but it's tipping down outside. It's wet and rainy, which is what I predicted. I said it was going to be wet and rainy, and you can have about a week of it or a few days, whatever it is. I mean, I don't really mind. I couldn't care. Listen, I mean, I walk out of here, I get into a car and I go home. But I'm still trying to work out why, in these days of trying to protect yourself, and I'm sorry to get this off my chest at the beginning because I did it on the programme earlier on, I just thought I'd reiterate for all those people who might have missed the programme, why in God's name, when we're all trying to socially distance, when we're all trying to stay safe from the coronavirus, when we're all trying to do our best and wear our masks, Addison Lee, the cab company, who've got something like 15,000 drivers, I mean, I think it's the biggest company in London, which covers the country, they put in to all their vehicles, which are basically people carriers, most of them are people carriers, they've got some Mercedes and things like that, they put in this plastic sheeting, but it's quite thick plastic, which was fixed into the car so you were separated from the driver. The mayor and TfL have said, take it out. And I'm thinking, I'm sorry, can you try and explain that one to me? Why are we taking something out that was surely there to protect the passenger and the driver? So they've had to have them all taken out. So now it's, you know, you're now in the same vehicle. I've never heard anything so stupid in my entire life. But there you go. I'm sure the mayor knows what he's doing. Sometimes. Meanwhile, over in the world of, you know, let's ruin our mucky mansion, Katie Price. There's always a question with Katie Price, which is, what talent does this poor, talentless person have? And the answer is nothing. So here is the latest thing. She's been married three times. As I say, the kids get just introduced to another bloke. And the latest one is called Carl Woods. Carl Woods does not want to be famous. He's been on Love Island, so he obviously lies for his teeth. They think she's going to get engaged to him. They have been dating for less than a month. This is what you call fraud, OK? On a grand scale, it's a way of, she will then, based on this, she will then get interviews in OK magazine and things like that. She tweets, you've made me feel like the luckiest girl in the world. You're 42, you old baggage. What do you mean luckiest girl in the world? Where are you coming from? I mean, she was single four weeks ago. She splits up with Chris Boyson, who's dating Bianca Gascoigne. And her marriage to Kieran Haler, after a two-month romance, he was unfaithful. She was also unfaithful. Before that, the marriage to Kieran, she was wed to Alex Reed, and then she was married to Peter Andre. In fact, basically, she's a total disaster. This one, she's known for less than a month, and she might be getting engaged. I mean, seriously, either she's a bit simple, or she needs to get medical help. Because, and he, of course, oh, I don't want to be famous. You little liar, as they used to say on the television. You went on Love Island. What was that for, darling? To find love? Did you find love? No, you didn't. Did you prove what a complete plank you are? Yes, you did. And now you've managed to team up with her. Well, well done. Out of the frying pan, into the fire. But that's how sadly pathetic we have become. Meanwhile, over in Cheshire, Colleen Rooney proves herself to be a designer darling once again as she dons an outfit for family lunch with Wayne. Now, this outfit she's wearing, I don't want to be rude about it. This, have you seen this picture of this dress she's wearing? OK. It's quite clearly meant for somebody a little bit slimmer. OK. How much do you think that dress is? About 30 quid. 8,550. That dress is 8,550 and it doesn't even fit her. It doesn't even suit her. What are you doing, Colleen? They all went out with Wayne and Waynetta and all the rest of the slob family amid this sort of wag war which is going on. Gemma Collins, I love the way that all these people, you know, the Gemmas, the Daniela Westbrooks, all these sort of people, they think that they actually design clothing. They don't. A company will pay them money to put their name to something. And of course, if you're buying anything that's meant for Gemma Collins, it's meant for the fuller figure. OK, so here it is. showcasing her 3 stone weight loss. It'll pile back on again. Listen, I'm never wrong. I know these things. Also, is Lizzie Desperado Cundy. She's 52. She's a radio presenter. I don't know if you've ever heard it, but sadly, that's not a radio presenter. I don't want to be rude about it. But here she is, the emaciated stick insect. She's wearing a swimsuit as she mows her lawn on a tractor. Can't quite work this one out, actually. And so she started doing that, and she was showing off her ample cleavage. Yeah, but at her age, it's a bit wrinkled. And that's the trouble now. Poor old Lizzie, honestly. Still sort of desperadoing, which is amazing. Meghan Markle is announced as a keynote speaker at the Girl Up campaign's online leadership summit alongside Priyanka Chopra and Michelle Obama. I mean, special guest Meghan Markle, and they have to put down the Duchess of Sussex. How long was she a duchess for? A very short space of time. She's an embarrassment. Prince Harry seemed trapped and awkward when he called on the Commonwealth to right past wrongs. He's not a speaker. He's Prince Harry. He gets drunk. He dresses up. He has fights with the press. He's Harry. He doesn't know anything about speaking. He doesn't know anything about, you know, the Commonwealth. He doesn't know anything like that at all. He's not bright enough. He's a bit simple. Mind you, have you noticed all those girls who claim that they used to go out with Prince Andrew, this was Prince Andrew's ex-girlfriend, they're all distancing themselves as fast as they can. I bet. Harry speaks about the challenges of digging deep. This was coming from his £18 million LA mansion's backyard, which, of course, isn't his £18 million mansion. It's somebody else's, you know, but them being a bit tight, as it were. Piers Morgan, you're right, Meghan, confronting inequality is uncomfortable, but not as uncomfortable, he says, as watching unemployed Harry lecturing the world about it from the comfort of your Hollywood mansion hideaway. Absolutely, absolutely. Hit the nail on the head there, Piers. I mean, who wants to be told anything by Harry? Nothing. I don't want to know anything about anything that he's got opinions on. Thank you, no. Duchess of Cornwall vows to lift the corrosive shroud of silence that leaves domestic violence victims feeling shame and blame. Well, there's been a high-profile case in the High Courts of late about domestic violence. And you think it's obviously far more common than we know about it. Far more common. Terrible. William and Harry's divorce deal, because now they're winding up Diana's memorial fund, they've decided to split the money. And that's good. I can't remember how much they were going to get, but they don't talk to each other, so we're told. According to the document, the Royal Foundation got £21,000 and Princess of Wales Memorial Fund closing £21,500. Harry's asked for his share of the fund to go to Centre Barley, which is his little charity. But, you know, who knows? Oh, look, Joaquin Phoenix. Well, this must have been a while ago because I thought he's in London. Isn't? Oh, no, Joaquin Phoenix is not in London. That's Johnny Depp. I get so confused. They're all the same, these people. He was wearing a disposable face mask. I have a new face mask. Corey's mother made it for us, which is nice. Did you get before I forget any further, did you get a text message from my friend Jordan? Have you had one? Oh, you better check your emails. I think you've got a text message from my friend Jordan. Thought I'd mention that now, OK? Stand by your beds. Tom Hanks thanks Australia for taking care of him and his wife Rita. Oh, that, which reminds me, actually. I mean, that's nice, isn't it? He thanked them. And so Boris Johnson, the NHS save his life. And he decides to charge nurses for parking in hospitals. You are the biggest overgrown fool I've ever met. You stupid, stupid man. They save your life and you repay them by going, oh, by the way, you'll all be paying for parking now. Do you know, I bet they were all thinking, why in hell's name did we even bother in the first place? What a way to repay nurses. What a pay. You hypocrite. Standing there clapping on the door of number 10. Oh, well done, the nurses. Oh, by the way, you're paying for your parking. You buffoon. You buffoon. You really are. What a disgusting thing to do to the nurses. What a disgusting thing. Molly May and Tommy Fury looking glam on a night out in Manchester. Don't be ridiculous. It's Manchester. Nobody has a glamorous night out in Manchester. And unfortunately, they were going out for a one-year anniversary. That apparently is some achievement in the shallow world of talentless nobodies. Jeremy Kyle celebrates his 55th birthday with his former chat show co-star, Graham Stanier. Graham was the one who... He used to sort of do the advice on the programme. Yeah, the after-show thing. Graham's got something to say to you. And Jeremy Kyle, I don't know what he's doing. 55 years. And apparently, Graham consoled the troubled guests on and off the air. We've seen the back of that programme. That ain't coming back again, is it? Lewis Hamilton reveals that his beloved bulldog, Roscoe, is now fully vegan. following the death of his other dog. So there you go. Apparently his coat is softer, his swollen paws have heated up, he's no longer limping with the pain of arthritis, and his breathing's opened up. Yes, well, that's bulldogs for you. They don't do very well in the breathing department, do they? Philip Schofield set to release a deeply emotional autobiography about coming out as gay. Do you think he's going to tell you about all the people that he's had flings with? Come on, Philip, if you're going to be honest about it, do it properly. Do it properly. So he says he was coming to terms, he did this in February, with the fact that he's gay. I mean, you don't just discover when you get to a certain age, oh, I think I'll be gay. You've been gay all your life. He must have known this a long time. Put it this way, everybody else knew about it. How come he never knew? And he's going to write an emotional autobiography. The book will be tinged with tears as Phil finally comes out. I wonder who he'll tell you he's been out with. Do you think he's been out with famous people? No. Do you think he's... I mean, to be honest with you, I don't know what he looks like. I've seen him with his shirt off. I mean, seriously. Because he played Joseph at the Palladium. And that was full of boys. Perhaps they were all his ex-boyfriends. Perhaps that's how he knows. Unless he's... I don't know. Who knows? Would I be reading it? Not really, no. I really couldn't give a toss. Holly Willoughby debates whether to cut her long blonde hair after admitting it's grown like crazy. Yes, well, don't worry. Corey's not as his done yet. He's now decided he's not going to get it cut. He's resisting. Sorry? You don't want to look like me? Oh, you don't want a queue? Well, go at a time there's no queue. We've got a barbers in Twickenham. I mentioned it on the programme earlier on. I'll give you their name tomorrow. You should avoid them like the plague. Not only are they not putting gowns on, they're not even wearing face masks and they're cutting hair. This is illegal. Don't go anywhere near this place. The gowns that they're putting on the people having their hair cut are just the regular gowns that they're using. As far as I'm concerned, they could be spreading coronavirus. It is totally illegal. Don't go anywhere near them. You would have to be an idiot to go into any hairdresser who is not wearing a face mask. That would be your downfall, OK? This is a new one that's just opened up. And they were standing there just wearing normal clothes and he was walking around. I sat there and watched from across the other side of the road. No face mask, no nothing. And then he walks out the shop, have a cigarette and chat to the bloke in the next door shop. And I'm thinking, no, you're illegal. No visors, no nothing. Nothing at all. No gown on the where you're supposed to have a disposable gown. These are just the... Perhaps they're thick. Perhaps they don't know. Coronation Street viewers have spotted a major continuity blunder as Nick Tilsley sports a clean-shaven look one minute, but then the next minute he's developed a beard. But they do things like that, don't they? Oh, look, more rubbish from Maya Jama. And so here she is going out with her boobs hanging out again. How sad and tragic. By the way, darling, I just sort of explained to you, please don't wear tight jeans anymore. If you don't have the legs for it, and, you know, you don't have the legs for it, it looks a bit desperate. OK, there you go. Only famous because she went out with Stormzy. Ascot, Samson, Lee Smith and Chloe Bowler are engaged after 2 years of dating from Absolutely Ascot. What's that? What's that? What's Absolutely Ascot? Oh, is this program of these numpties who come from Ascot? But it turns out that none of them do come from Ascot. You know, they don't have any class, as you can see with Samson Lee Smith and Chloe Bowler. 2 years of dating. Oh, how lovely. Oh, God, they're in London. Go home. We don't want you. Thank you very much indeed. Yeah, I'm sure that most of them did not come from Ascot. I'm sure that there's a... I mean, somebody called Samson. I mean, I ask you, where'd you get a name like that from? Unless it's biblical terms. Catherine Ryan, effortlessly chic, in a polka dot maxi dress as she struts out of the London studios days after slamming sexism on BBC's Mock the Week. I do like Mock the Week. I look at this, but they must have been filmed ages ago. There can't be anything new, can there? Because otherwise they'd be doing social distancing. But it's still good, actually. She's quite nice. We've had her on before. Poor old Ryan Giggs. Remember Ryan? Hasn't been able to sell his Manchester countryside home 18 months after it went on the market. You know why? It's got vibrant purple rooms, a spiral staircase. I mean, to be honest with you, it's the kind of thing that up in Manchester would be considered OK. In London, it would be considered chav. OK. And it's got its own pool and it's got a staircase. But, I mean, how else do you get to the first floor? Of course it's a staircase. I mean, it is a little bit... the pool looks quite sweet, but it's a bit chavvy. You know, only a footballer would have something like this, which is called, you know, flash, but with no class. You know what I mean? In London, you wouldn't have anything like this. Sebastian Shakespeare, Tales of the Unexpected, as Roald Dahl's grandson, Ned Donovan, weds Princess Rhea of Jordan. with nobody present. Oh, so that was quite sweet, actually. Ned Donovan. I don't know who he is, but he looks as though he's OKR. He's very much got the sort of picture of OKR. And his bride is Princess Rhea of Jordan, youngest daughter of the late King Hussein and Queen Noor. He looks as though he's well-heeled. He does look as though he's well-heeled. He looks like a Hooray Henry, which is OK. We love Hooray Henrys because they don't know they're Hooray Henrys. Amber Gill basks in the sunshine in Ibiza during a holiday with Love Island gal pals. Yeah, gal pals. And you look at a picture of them and you think, poor old Amber Gill. I mean, you tragedy. You major tragedy. I mean, so here she is. And then, of course, they're all friends with each other. No, they're not. Greg Wallace says he's never had a row with his wife, Anna. You've only just been married, love. What do you mean, never had a row? Is this four times married, Greg Wallace? The one with the fake smile. The one who, when he smiles, you think, hello, Clary. It's a little bit like that, isn't it? Molly May, 1 year of you and me. Here we are, look, celebrating our first anniversary. Yeah, it's great to have a relationship like that, isn't it? Rod Stewart. He's on a Croatian getaway. It's the place to go to. Croatia is definitely very much top of the list. He's 75. He looks dapper in a white cap and linen shirt. Not really, no. It's kind of, who's that funny old man over there with a little man bag around his neck? You know, but they've been to Croatia before, I think. Kate Moss doing a sizzling desert photo shoot in Saudi Arabia. To be honest with you, it could be anywhere. I mean, you could go and film this in Dover. You get roughly the same effect. Original Beatles drummer Pete Best, still alive, extends the hands of friendship to Ringo Starr by wishing him a happy 80th birthday. Pete Best was sacked from the band in 1962. I think the only record he featured on was My Bonnie. My Bonnie lies open. Because when they went to Hamburg, the Beatles only had, I think, about three songs to play, and that was it. They didn't have anything else. They sort of learnt as they went along. But Pete Best is 78 now. 78. And he's extended the olive branch. I mean, whether or not it's accepted, I don't know. But I've got pictures of them in Hamburg back in 1960. And then they fired him, which is what happens. Linda Robson reveals her heartache after her beloved French bulldog Ernie passed away. Again, all of these animals have defects. This one was deaf and had to be put down due to a spinal injury. I mean, it's really appalling. These dogs, they've just intercepted some coming in from Romania. Six little dogs. Which will have to be sort of looked after. They were covered in oil. The people who trafficked them in couldn't give a toss whether they live or die. These pieces are filth. They really are. Olivia Award-winning actress Alison Steadman reveals crippling nerves have closed the curtains on her theatrical career. She says, I've got a bit of stage fright now. Somebody else had stage fright. I think it was Stephen Fry, wasn't it? I think he sort of disappeared for a little while because he got stage fright. But like me coming into the studio and going, I can't go on air. I can't go on air. And Corey say, no. Well, I don't see anybody, do I? I mean, it's not like I have to go and sit there in front of 1,000 people or something. I only have to sit there and look at you. And no, I don't imagine anybody. No, I imagine nobody at all. I can't do. I know people say that. They don't. They don't say that in radio. They actually say that you aim your show at one person. That's who I'm aiming the show at. So if you laugh, I think, well, if you're laughing, other people must be laughing. But I don't sort of visualise all the hundreds of thousands of people who listen to the programme on a daily basis. I can't imagine what that looks like. I mean, it is hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah, Wembley. Welcome to Wembley. In fact, actually, there's more people listening to this programme than went to Wembley. It's as simple as that. How many do Wembley hold? It's only about 80,000, isn't it? Or something. You could add that to the Twickenham rugby. You're still nowhere near the audience that we've got. Nowhere near it. 100,000. 90,000. God, we're way in excess of that. Way in excess. How embarrassing for people, honestly. But as they say, 5 years. 5 years. Wasn't that David Bowie's song, 5 years, I think? I always like singing it. I wonder why. Can't imagine. Anyway, listen, Nadia Sawala, bragging about losing weight in isolation. Mark said he's excited to be aroused again. La, 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 la. I don't want that kind of talk. Thank you very much indeed. That's a bit unnecessary, even from Nadia. Aroused? Oh, no. I can't bear thinking about it. No. Anyway, listen, I have to go because it's wet and I might shrink on the way home. So have a lovely day. Neil, thank you very much indeed. But, you know, we're waiting and watching. Waiting and watching. OK, that's all that Neil would understand that because it was a private text to me. And once again, I'll wish Annie over in France a very, very, very happy birthday and hope you have a lovely day. And I'm sure they're looking after you. I hope so anyway. And hope the weather is to your liking. It's a bit mivvy, isn't it, really? A bit mivvy. I can't remember what the word was I was going to use. A bit mizzy. But I wish you continued health and lots of love from everybody. OK? And to everybody else, I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. As we say every day on the programme, please stay safe.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.
Landlords. Sometimes things in your tenants' homes just go wrong. The heating stops working, the toilet stops flushing. Even with the best maintenance, emergencies pop up seemingly out of nowhere, like burst pipes or power failures. Direct Line are on hand to keep your tenants safe and happy. With Direct Line Landlord Emergency, an add-on to their landlord insurance product, they're giving landlords peace of mind with emergency contractors available 24/7. You'll be sorted whether you need plumbers, electricians, locksmiths, glaziers, or drainage engineers. And what's more, tenants can report the emergencies themselves, allowing them to get the help they need much faster. With Direct Line Landlord Emergency, tenants and landlords can work together to make sure homes are at their highest standard and emergencies are dealt with quickly and effectively. To find out more, search Direct Line Landlord Emergency.